Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Saturday, March the 12th, and welcome to our commentary. I got to warn you about something. The time changes tonight here in Texas. I think in the whole country. I think in all 50 states, the time changes. So if you're calling anybody on the phone over the next 48 hours or you're seeing anybody over the next 48 hours, don't be surprised if people are a little sleepy. Because that's what happens when we change it in the spring. We actually lose an hour of sleep. So there's going to be a lot of people, in the United States over the next 24, 48 hours who are going to be a little sleepy because they didn't get to sleep their normal time. So just wanted to warn you about that. If you see anybody down here, or you talk to anybody down here in the States that or you're going to work on Monday morning and everybody's a little sleepy, well, it's because we had to cut back a little bit in our sleep to make up for the time change. Well, today we're going to talk about something called the Biden train wreck. Because I think what we're watching, I had an opportunity to see a video clip of President Biden talking somewhere. I think he was talking to a bunch of Democrats. And he was talking about how frustrated he is that people are blaming inflation on government spending. And, you know, then he went off on some, he was showing some pages about how, you know, all these oil drilling leases have not been completed or whatever. He was basically trying to deflect the argument or the criticism that his administration is responsible for the inflation or that his administration is responsible for the fact that we're producing less oil now than before. So he was trying to address that, and he frankly came across as a very frustrated man. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's why I call it the Biden train wreck. I think a lot of people are beginning to realize just what a mistake it was to elect Joe Biden, and especially what a mistake it was to put somebody of his age in the White House. You know, there's a reason that most presidents are a lot younger than Joe Biden. And that's because at this age of 79 years old, I think this office is proving to be just a little bit too difficult for Joe Biden. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And then on top of that, you have all these issues that are very complicated, like inflation. Yes, inflation is very complicated. Inflation is going to get even more complicated over the next 90 days or so, because right now we're seeing the price increases in gasoline. But that's going to show up in the food. That's what's coming next. Right now, the shock is when you put gasoline. What's coming next is the shock when you go to the store and you buy things. Now, I understand that things are going up today. I understand that. But they're going to go up even more over the next couple of months because of the inflation. And all of this is going to be politically very difficult for President Biden. Inflation, a major nightmare. And in many ways, a self-inflicted wound because of what they did to the energy policy a year or so. Ukraine has become another major nightmare for him, and there's really no easy way out because there's not much more that we can do than what we're doing. We're not going to go to war with Russia over Ukraine, so kind of the best thing we can do is to do these sanctions. But the problem is these sanctions then come back and hurt the American people. So it's a total wreck. It's a total train wreck that we're watching from this administration. Then, to just make matters worse, and this is embarrassing, really, you have the Vice President of the United States go to Europe, and she looks like she's completely out of her league. You know, she looks like a woman who's never spoken behind a microphone or has never answered questions. I mean, she looks awfully weak. Then you have a Secretary of Transportation who did not have any experience in transportation. And then you have a Secretary of Energy who never had any experience in energy. Both of these people, transportation and energy, are nothing more than identity politics. They were selected. Secretary of Transportation was selected because he's a homosexual, and the Secretary of Energy was selected because she's a woman. Neither of these two people has any experience whatsoever in the areas that they're supposed to be running. And that's a whole problem for this administration. So you've got a president who's tired. He looks frustrated. You have an administration that looks more and more incompetent every day. And you have an American people who are giving him lower and lower ratings every single day. So that's why I call it the train wreck. This is not going to be pretty. This is not going to be pretty. Now, even if you voted for Joe Biden, you've got to be honest enough to look at this and say, either he changes or we're headed into a train wreck in the upcoming midterm. So I call it the Biden train wreck. And that is, in fact, what's coming and what is happening. And you take, for example, Ukraine. One of the things that many people do not understand about Ukraine or don't know is that Ukraine is an exporter of food. So the problems in Ukraine are going to have an impact on food prices, not just here. But also, frankly, in Europe. So it's a train wreck. The whole thing is a train wreck. And what can I tell you? I didn't see this coming. I have to be honest. I don't think anybody saw things getting this bad, but they are. They are very bad right now. And I don't recall anything like this in recent American history. Now, there is a period of time in the Carter administration when the whole country just came to the conclusion that Jimmy Carter was not up to the job. And I think this is happening right now. And that's why these approval ratings are as bad as they are. So I call it the train wreck. And I honestly don't know how else to describe it. But that is what we're having right now. Another example of the train wreck, if I may just stick with the topic for another second here. Another example is the fact that he doesn't talk to the press. Now, normally when a president gives a speech, he takes a few questions. Now, not always, to be honest. Like, for example, when President Bush went to the nation from the Oval Office to talk about Iraq or Afghanistan or the first Bush the same way. Normally, those are speeches. And then you've got like the Secretary of Defense will have a press conference right after to explain some of the details. But here, what we're seeing with President Biden is that he never talks to the press. They keep him away from the press. And the reason they keep him away from the press is because they know in this White House what an absolute mess it would be to expose him to a lot of questions, because he just can't seem to handle it. And that's another problem altogether. So the train wreck that we are watching, not good for the country, but that is what we are watching. Now, another topic that I wanted to touch on this morning is the abortion law here in Texas. You may remember that back in September, the governor signed into law an abortion law that basically said that if there's a heartbeat, if the doctor detects a heartbeat in the baby, that there cannot be an abortion. Now, it was challenged through several challenges. First, it went to the Supreme Court, the federal Supreme Court, and they said, no, we're not going to take it, and they sent it back to Texas. Well, eventually, this law has gotten to the Texas Supreme Court, and the Texas Supreme Court is not going to change it either. So the abortion law that went into effect on September 1st, 2021, is now really official after many challenges. And, you know, I saw a statistic this morning that the abortion law has meant the reduction or the elimination of 50% of the abortions are down here in Texas or something like that. And I think that's a good thing. That's more lives that are going to come into the world and will have a chance to live in this world. and live the lives that all of us have an opportunity to live. So I'm glad to see that the courts have basically left the Texas law alone. I think there's also a larger message there from the courts, and that is that they're going to respect the legislature. So if the people want abortion in Texas, they're going to have to do it through the legislature. They're not going to be able to do it anymore through the courts. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing because that is the way the country was put together. We were not put together as a country to be governed by judges. We were governed by legislatures, the executive in the state, and then you went to the courts if there was a dispute. But it was up to the legislature to deal with things like this. And that, with respect to the abortion law, is working well here in Texas. Thank you for listening. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you later. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.